Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura. It's Wednesday the 13th of May, and this morning we're looking at a healthcare policy shift that just changed the economics for every AI startup building patient monitoring tools. So Medicare announced something called the Access Payment Model, and buried in that announcement is a genuine first, a governmental mechanism to actually pay for AI agents doing clinical work. What does that mean in practice? An AI agent monitoring a patient between doctor visits, coordinating housing referrals, making sure medication gets picked up. These are now billable services. Medicare will reimburse for them. And that matters because up until now, the question hanging over every healthcare AI company has been, who pays? You can build the best patient monitoring system in the world, but if there's no reimbursement pathway, hospitals cannot justify the cost. They want to, they just cannot make the maths work. This removes that blocker. The interesting bit is not just that AI can do these tasks. We have known that for a while. The interesting bit is that the payment infrastructure now exists to support it. That is what unlocks adoption. Because healthcare moves on reimbursement codes, not innovation. If Medicare does not pay for it, it does not scale. So if you're building in this space, or if you're watching companies that are, this is the signal, the infrastructure just shifted. Now, something completely different, but it connects. Sam Altman testified in front of the House Oversight Committee this week about his stake in Helion Energy. He owns roughly one-third of the company. That is a $1.65 billion position. And Helion is a fusion startup that is positioned to supply power directly to OpenAI's data centers. The committee requested documents on potential conflicts of interest. Courts are asking questions. And the reason this matters is because it exposes the infrastructure layer beneath all the AI announcements we have been covering. Every major AI push stalls on the same thing. Power, not compute, not talent. Power, physical electricity generation. If you are running massive data centers, you need megawatts. And if you cannot secure that power supply, your roadmap stops. So Altman's bet on fusion is not a side project, it is infrastructure strategy. And whether or not there is a conflict of interest, the fact that OpenAI's CEO has to own a power company to secure supply tells you where the bottleneck actually is. This is the pattern beneath the noise. When you see xAI expanding gas turbine capacity despite environmental lawsuits, when you see fusion investments, when you see these energy plays, it is all the same constraint showing up in different forms. Infrastructure unlocks adoption, and right now infrastructure is the limiting factor. Okay, so this next one is a bit technical, but stay with me because the implications are wild. A research team just published a framework called EvoChamber. It is a multi-agent system where AI agents co-evolve at three levels: individual, team, and population. No training, no fine-tuning, just agents iterating on each other's outputs and spontaneously specializing. They tested it on math problems, code generation, and reasoning tasks. The results? 32% improvement over baselines on math. Similar gains on the other benchmarks. And here is the bit that stood out to me. Asymmetric knowledge routing works better than symmetric broadcast. What does that mean? When strong agents share insights with weak agents, but weak agents do not broadcast their mistakes back to the strong ones, the whole system performs better. That is counterintuitive. You would think full transparency helps everyone learn. But in practice, selective information flow prevents error propagation. The reason this matters for builders is that we have been thinking about multi-agent systems as networks of equals. Broadcast everything, share all context. But this suggests that hierarchy and selective routing might actually produce better outcomes. That changes the architecture choices you make when designing agent teams. It is not just about connecting agents. It is about designing the information flows between them. Something to think about if you're building systems with multiple agents working together. Right. Let me lighten things up a bit with a story that made me laugh and then immediately worry. A developer this week exposed how AI coding assistants hallucinate infrastructure with total confidence. They asked an AI to generate a DynamoDB query. The AI produced clean, valid-looking code. Syntax perfect, query structure correct. One problem, the database index it referenced does not exist, cannot exist. The developer never created it, but the AI was confident, no hesitation, no disclaimer. Just, here is your query, good luck. And this is the gap that is going to hurt people. AI predicts probable syntax. It generates code that looks right because it has seen similar patterns in training data. But infrastructure demands deterministic correctness. Your database schema either has that index, or it does not. There is no room for probabilistic guessing. The scary part is not that the AI got it wrong. The scary part is that it got it wrong with no indication that it was uncertain. If you are a developer who knows to check, you catch it. If you are new to the stack and trusting the assistant, you are about to waste hours debugging something that can never work. This is why one developer built a free tool specifically to help people verify infrastructure assumptions before running AI-generated code. That friction point, that is a business. Because the gap between what AI can confidently generate and what will actually run in production is real. And it is not going away until models have access to your actual schema, your actual config, your actual environment. Until then, double-check the plumbing. Now, staying in the web development world for a second. There is a pattern that has quietly matured over the past year, and it is worth paying attention to if you're making architecture decisions. Headless WordPress. WordPress still powers 43.5% of the web. That is not going away. But what is changing is how developers use it. Instead of WordPress handling both content management and front-end rendering, teams are decoupling those layers. WordPress becomes the CMS. Next.js or another React framework handles the front-end. You connect them via the REST API or WPD GraphQL. Why does this matter? Because you get editor familiarity, performance, and component reusability without rebuilding your entire workflow. Your marketing team still uses the WordPress editor they know. Your developers get a modern React stack with static generation and incremental regeneration, best of both. This is not experimental anymore. This is the production pattern for teams that need to move fast without retraining everyone on a new CMS. And if you are still debating whether to migrate off WordPress entirely, this might be the middle path that actually makes sense. Links in the show notes if you want to dig into the integration details. And one last thing before we wrap. Quantum news that actually matters for practical deployment. A research team demonstrated erbium-doped silicon carbide emitting single photons at room temperature, 70-fold increase in efficiency, 54 megahertz spectral diffusion. And here is why that is a big deal. It eliminates the need for cryogenic cooling. Up until now, most quantum communication systems require cooling to near absolute zero. That means expensive equipment, constant maintenance, and infrastructure that only makes sense in research labs. Room temperature operation changes that equation entirely. This is not a whiteboard breakthrough. This is a practical constraint being removed, the kind of shift that moves quantum networks from theory to engineering. If you are building in this space, or if you are tracking when quantum becomes commercially viable, this is a milestone, not the finish line, but a real step towards systems that can actually deploy outside of controlled lab environments. So, stepping back from all of that, here is what I keep coming back to. The through line today is infrastructure. Medicare creates a payment path for AI healthcare. Altman secures power supply for AI data centers. Quantum researchers eliminate cooling requirements. A developer builds tooling to verify infrastructure assumptions. Every story is about removing a blocker. And the pattern is this. The constraint is never the algorithm. It is always the layer beneath. The power supply, the reimbursement code, the cooling system, the schema verification. When those unlock, adoption accelerates. When they do not, you get promising demos that never scale. Something to think about with your own projects. What is the infrastructure constraint you are not seeing yet? That is it for now. Thanks for listening. Links in the show notes.